kick things off.
Okay.
So imagine you're getting ready for ICE 2025.
In Barcelona?
Yeah, in Barcelona.
Big AV show.
It's the biggest, right?
Huge.
And you know who's going to be making a big splash there?
Who?
Microsoft.
Yeah, they always do.
They do, but I think even bigger than usual this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got kind of a sneak peek right from the MT Dama.
Oh, yeah, the Microsoft Teams devices. Amazima.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. So we're just going to call it
MT Dama. Yeah.
much easier.
So that gave us a little bit of
little look behind the curtain.
behind the scenes at what they're going to be up to.
Yeah, some new product launches.
Roadmap reveals.
Some potential things to watch out for.
So first of all, Microsoft is going all in for this event.
Yeah, they've got like premier booth
They've got a
space,
podcast
prior
there,
meetings.
tons of meetings, customers, partners,
Lots of partners.
and they're sponsoring the AI track.
Ooh, that's interesting. Which tells you a lot about where their priorities are.
It does.
And then they got this thing called, what is it?
Coffee plus Copilot?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know either.
That's kind of intriguing, right?
It is. Yeah, what are they brewing up?
I don't know.
Maybe Copilot's going to be making latte art.
Okay, now you're just getting carried away.
All right, all right. Well, before we get too far off track,
Okay.
let's dive into some specifics.
All right.
One that really stood out to me was Express Install for Teams Rooms.
This is a big one.
This is big, especially if you're dealing with smaller spaces.
Right.
So imagine this. You can set up a fully functional Teams room in just an hour.
An hour,
Yeah.
no specialist needed.
No complex room modifications, no nothing crazy.
And you know what else?
What?
It's still the same Teams Rooms app.
Same experience, familiar.
So there's no learning curve.
Yeah.
It's just easier to get it going.
Exactly. So they're focusing on speed and simplicity
Yep.
without sacrificing the experience.
Right.
And they've partnered with some big names to make this happen. So
Like who?
we're talking Yale Inc., Logitech for the Teams boards,
Okay.
MaxHub for new Teams room systems,
All right.
and even some cool collaborations between Shure and Huddly, Kramer and Cisco.
Lots of options there.
Lots of
All
options.
right, so let's talk about Teams boards themselves.
Yes,
These are
yes.
getting a major functionality boost.
You'll now be able to access websites
Really?
and line of business apps right on the board, both during and outside of meetings.
So it's not just like a fancy whiteboard anymore.
No, it's a true central hub for all kinds of work.
You can pull up presentations,
Collaborate on documents
browse the web,
all in one place.
all in one
And of
place.
course, the admins will be happy to know there's a kiosk mode
Okay.
and edge for the board.
So it's secure.
Yeah, it keeps things secure.
Yeah, no more worrying about people accessing something they shouldn't.
Exactly.
All right, so speaking of things that make life easier, how about this? Miracast support for wireless sharing is finally coming to Teams Rooms.
This is a big win. No more fumbling with cables. No
Right.
more struggling to get guests connected.
Right.
With Miracast, it's seamless. You just connect and
No
share.
downloads,
No
right.
downloads, no hassle.
Perfect.
Perfect for those impromptu presentations.
Right, or you got a guest that needs to show something.
Just super easy.
It's a great addition,
Yeah,
these
yes.
two existing sharing options.
Like Teamscast and HDMI ingest.
Now, for the gearheads out there,
Yes.
Eyes is going to be a showcase for a whole bunch of new all-in-one bars.
Yes, there's something for every budget,
Okay.
from the high-end Logitech Rally Bar,
How much is that?
$6,999,
Whoa.
to the more affordable Poly Studio V12, under $1,000.
Okay, all right, that's a big range.
It is, yeah.
And then there's the Jabra PanaCast 40 VBS. That's
Yes.
smaller than the PanaCast 50, right?
Significantly smaller, perfect for huddle spaces.
All right, and then the Poly Studio V12
Yes.
4K resolution.
20MP camera. Perfect for those bring your own device setups.
Right, now speaking of popularity, the Microsoft Teams device partner program,
MDEP.
MDEP, yeah, that one's even harder to say than MT Dama.
It is.
It's booming,
It is.
and we've got some big names dringing, like
Like Crestron,
Owl Labs,
that
Idea.
Gemini.
That's a lot of companies.
It is a lot of big names.
It's a sure sign that the program is gaining serious momentum.
I think so, yeah.
And speaking of MT Dama,
Yes.
there was this little tidbit,
Oh, what was it?
a show of hands request
For what?
for someone named Yoav to appear on a future episode.
Yoav. Who's Yoav?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, let's put a pin in that, come back to it later.
Okay.
Let's shift gears to something a bit more urgent.
Oh, okay.
A potential compatibility issue with some newer Yealink equipment.
Oh, no.
So it seems like there might be a problem
Yes.
with the newer Yealink DSP.
The digital signal processors?
Yeah, and ceiling mics. Okay. When used with Android devices,
Oh.
so if anybody out there is running a Yealink setup with Android devices,
Listen it.
you might run into some trouble.
Oh, man.
But the good news is there should be a fix rolling out in March.
So not a permanent problem,
Not permanent,
but something to be aware of.
definitely something to be aware of.
Keep an eye out for that.
Speaking of things to be aware of,
What's that?
Prestron is making some changes.
To what?
To their XIO Cloud licensing model.
Interesting.
So they're moving from a room-based
to
a device-based approach.
So instead of paying for a license for each room,
right,
you'll be paying for a license for each device connected to XIO Cloud.
Yep.
Okay, I see.
And existing customers, they're going to get a 10%.
A 10% what?
Increase in device allocation.
Okay, but what?
They're also introducing freemium.
Freemium.
And premium-only opt-ins.
Okay.
And any network-connected device reporting to XIO Cloud
is going to require
a premium license.
Okay, so it's a bit of a shift.
It is.
And I've heard that some users aren't too happy about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, according to the sources.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
But for now, let's move on to some good news for users of the Microsoft Teams Rooms on Windows.
MTRW.
MTLW. There you go.
Yeah.
The latest app update has a bunch of bug fixes.
Oh, always good.
Those pesky little things that can drive you crazy.
Tell me about it.
We're talking fixes for content and gallery swapping issues.
Okay.
Those annoying empty chat panels.
Yeah.
And even some keyboard malfunctions.
Oh, wow.
All about improving the overall user experience.
Makes sense.
And making those virtual meetings run smoothly.
That's the goal.
And even more exciting.
What's that?
Are the upcoming features on the MTRW roadmap.
Ooh, okay. Tell me more.
So there's a lot to unpack here.
All right.
So yeah, let's highlight some of the key ones.
Hit me.
First up, we've got Town Hall Presenter Support.
Oh, interesting.
This is a big deal.
For who?
For organizations that host large-scale virtual town halls or
okay.
presentations.
So like if you've got a big audience
yeah.
and you need more control over who's presenting and
right.
make sure it runs smoothly.
No more fumbling with control.
Or accidental interruptions.
Next, we've got multiple camera views
Ooh.
With four simultaneous streams.
So you can have different angles?
You can have different camera angles.
Different perspectives.
Different perspectives all displayed at the same time.
Okay.
Creating a more dynamic and engaging meeting experience.
So you could see the speaker, the whiteboard.
You could see the audience reactions.
All at once. Very cool.
And finally,
last but not least,
there's PTZ camera control for mechanical cameras.
Oh, nice.
This gives you even more flexibility
in terms of
framing shots and capturing the action during your meetings.
So you can zoom, pan, tilt.
All from within the Teams interface.
That's convenient.
It is. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
There's more.
We've also got some exciting features on the horizon.
Like what?
Like live transcription,
Ooh, right.
live caption translation.
Very handy.
And even ultrasound proximity join.
Which makes connecting to meetings in a specific room even easier.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
So it's clear that Microsoft is committed to constantly innovating and improving the M2RW experience.
I think so. These new features are proof of that.
They are.
Yeah.
Now,
what's next?
Let's shift gears to the world of Microsoft Teams Rooms on Android.
M2RN.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some news and updates on their roadmap as well.
Okay, let's hear it.
So what does all this mean?
Well, starting in June 2025, if your Teams app client is older than 5 months, it won't work with MTRA devices.
Okay.
It's all about making sure everyone's on the most up-to-date software for security
right.
and compatibility.
Like making sure your phone is running the latest
operating system.
Yeah, yeah.
So all your apps work properly.
So it's a good reminder to Kihio's updates coming.
Yes, definitely.
Speaking of updates.
What else?
There are a couple of other cool features headed to MTRA.
Oh, like what?
In February, we can expect to see IC3 token authorization on Android-based Teams devices.
So there.
That's a fancy way of saying they're beefing up security.
Okay, good to know.
And then in April, we've got speaker recognition and attribution coming to MTRA.
This is huge.
Is it?
Because it allows the system to identify who's speaking during a meeting.
Oh, wow.
And attribute their comments correctly in transcripts and recordings.
Okay, yeah.
That's going to be a game changer.
Especially for larger meetings.
Especially for larger meetings with multiple speakers.
Yeah, it'll make following along so much easier.
Yeah, and taking notes.
For sure.
All right, let's move on to Teams panels. Those sleek touchscreens you often see outside meeting rooms.
Yep.
Yeah, they're a great way to manage your meeting spaces. You can
book rooms,
check schedules, even control the in-room settings.
Right.
And with the latest app update,
yeah.
it admins can now customize the display name shown on the panel.
Oh, really?
Through the Teams Rooms Pro Management Portal.
So you could
brand it with your company logo.
Personalize it for a specific room.
Exactly. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, adds a level of professionalism.
And they've also squashed a bug that was preventing room equipment from populating correctly.
Always a good thing.
No one likes dealing with those pesky bugs.
No.
So, good news.
And there's a really cool new feature coming to Teams panels in March.
Oh, tell me more.
Occupancy status.
What's that?
You'll be able to see at a glance whether a room is occupied or available.
Oh, nice.
Right from the panel outside.
So no more
awkwardly trying the door handle.
Peering through the window.
Exactly.
Love it.
That's what I call a time favor.
I agree.
Now let's talk about Teams displays.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there is some end of support news to share.
Oh no, what's happening?
Support for the Teams display app is ending.
When?
September 3rd, 2025.
Okay, well that's not too soon.
That's a bummer, but there is a silver lining.
There is.
Yeah, Microsoft will try to maintain compatibility with the most recent version of the Teams app provided to manufacturers for a few years after that date.
So effectively extending support until
September 2027.
Okay, so it's not a sudden shutdown.
Right.
But it's something Teams display users need to be aware of.
Okay, so plan accordingly, folks.
Plan accordingly.
Now, let's dive into something that's been a hot topic for a while.
Yeah.
The shift from Windows-based Teams rooms to Android-based systems.
Okay.
It's a big change.
It is.
But it makes sense when you look at the benefits of Android in this context.
Like what?
Lower costs,
okay.
Greater flexibility,
all right.
A more streamlined user experience.
Makes sense.
In a closed ecosystem that's easier to secure.
So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for both IT admins and end users.
Sounds good.
But I can imagine it can be a little daunting for organizations that are heavily invested in Windows-based Teams rooms.
Yeah, for sure.
But Microsoft has got you covered.
They do.
They've created this comprehensive AOSP migration guide.
AOSP, that stands for?
That stands for Android Open Source Project.
Right, the foundation of the Android operating system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Think of this guide as your roadmap
for
a smooth transition to the world of Android-based Teams rooms.
Okay, got it.
And don't worry, we'll include a link to that guide in the show notes.
Perfect.
You can check it out.
Easy peasy.
They've even put together a video overview of the AOSP migration process.
To give you a visual step-by-step guide.
Exactly, nice. And speaking of important updates.
What's that?
There are some required changes coming to the session flows for Android-based Teams rooms.
Okay.
Starting in June 2025.
Oh, okay.
So what do we need to know about this?
Well, basically, if your Teams app client is older than 5 months, it won't work with MCRA devices.
So it's the same update requirement we talked about earlier for the AOSP migration.
Oh, okay, got it.
Keep those apps updated, folks.
Keep them updated.
Exactly. And it just reinforces the need for a solid device management strategy.
I agree.
It's easy to overlook these details.
Yeah.
They can make a huge difference.
For sure.
In how smoothly your Teams rooms operate.
Exactly.
Now, besides those required updates,
yeah.
What else is coming to Android-based Teams rooms?
Anything exciting on the horizon?
Yeah, give us the scoop.
Well, there are a couple of noteworthy additions.
Okay.
In February, we'll see IC3 token authorization rolled out
for
Android-based Teams devices.
That's all about
enhancing security, making sure only authorized users can access sensitive data and settings.
Right, like adding an extra layer of protection to your Teams rooms.
Exactly.
And then in April,
yes.
Speaker recognition and attribution
is coming too.
Or will be coming to MTRA as well.
Nice.
It's great to see these advanced features making our way to the Android platform.
So it's a more
creating a more consistent experience.
Across the Teams Rooms ecosystem.
Consistency is key.
It is.
It's something Microsoft has been emphasizing.
Yeah,
now, here's something you might not know.
Okay.
The update cycle for Android-based Teams rooms is slightly different from the Windows-based cycle.
Oh, okay.
It's worth being aware of these timelines if you're managing these devices.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Let's do it.
What are the key dates we need to keep in mind?
Okay, so for validation builds, firmware updates are released immediately, and software updates are released after 15 days.
Okay.
For general availability builds,
okay.
firmware updates are released after 30 days, and software updates are released after 15 days.
Got it.
And finally, for final builds, firmware updates are released after 90 days, and software updates are released after 45 days.
That's
it's a lot to remember.
A lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
It highlights the importance of
staying on top of those updates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears for a moment and talk about Teams Rooms Pro Management.
Okay, that platform has become essential for managing and monitoring your entire Teams Rooms ecosystem.
Yeah, it's like mission control.
For your meeting rooms,
For your meeting rooms, giving you that centralized dashboard.
Yeah, to deploy, manage, troubleshoot, and track everything.
And they're constantly adding new features.
And capabilities.
We talked earlier about that potential compatibility issue with the Yealink DSPs and Ceiling Mic.
Right.
Do you think Teams Rooms Pro Management could play a role in identifying and resolving
those kinds of issues?
Those kinds of issues.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they integrated some advanced diagnostics or troubleshooting tools.
Like being able to remotely
diagnose and fix issues without having to physically visit each room.
That would be great.
Save so much time and hassle.
That's the dream.
It is.
being able to manage everything remotely.
And proactively address issues before they even impact users.
That's the goal.
Exactly.
Even without those specific features,
yeah.
The Pro Portal offers a wealth of information
about
device health, usage patterns, and other critical metrics.
So it's like
having a virtual eye.
On every Teams room.
On every Teams room,
yeah.
Giving you those valuable insights.
Into how your meeting spaces are being used.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool.
Speaking of insights,
what about them?
Let's remind our listeners about those exciting new Pro Portal features we touched on earlier.
Oh yeah, what were those again?
So starting in January,
okay,
you'll be able to automatically set workplace presence to the building level in Teams.
Just fine.
Simply by connecting a peripheral.
That's going to be a huge time saver for IT admins.
Huge.
Yeah.
And in that same month,
Paviour.
Yeah, they're enabling auto association of BO room devices in the Pro Management Portal, making it even easier to manage those setups.
So it's all about
simplifying things.
Giving admins more control.
And in February.
February, what's happening in February?
They're expanding the auto detection of room audio in BO room.
To include
audio devices with video.
Okay.
Plus
what?
Speaker recognition and attribution.
It's kind of deafening.
Will be available in additional meeting spaces.
Starting
in January.
Okay.
These updates are all about
creating a more seamless and intelligent meeting experience.
Yeah. The Pro Portal is definitely becoming even more
powerful
and intuitive.
I agree.
Now, let's talk about another exciting development.
Oh, what's that?
Speaker recognition and attribution
are coming
to B Rooms with Teams Premium or Copilot.
Wow.
This is huge.
Why is that?
Because it means these intelligent features
are no longer limited
to dedicated Teams Rooms setups.
Oh, okay.
It's a game changer
for
BB environments.
So it allows...
Because it allows participants to be easily identified and attributed in meeting transcripts and recordings,
okay,
regardless of how they're connecting.
So it creates a more...
It creates a more level playing field,
yeah,
and ensures everyone has access to the same great features.
I like that.
Now, before we move on,
yes,
let's make sure our listeners know about a valuable resource.
Oh, with that.
Be sure to check out the weekly office hours sessions for Teams Rooms Pro Management.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
So what are those all about?
They're held every Wednesday.
Okay.
At 5 p.m. UK time.
Okay.
New Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, right.
It's a chance to get expert advice and guidance
on
all things Pro Portal.
It's like having a direct line
to
the people who know this platform inside and out.
That's awesome.
We'll be sure to include the details for joining those sessions.
In the show notes. Perfect. Okay, so let's talk about Microsoft Places.
Microsoft Places. Yeah, it seems like we're hearing more and more about this platform.
Yeah.
What exactly is it?
So Microsoft Places is all about transforming the way we think about and interact with our workspaces.
Right.
It's a comprehensive platform
that
combines data, insights, and intelligent tools to help organizations create more efficient and engaging and ultimately more human-centered work environments.
So it sounds like it has the potential to be a game changer.
It really does.
For how we design and utilize office spaces.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about moving beyond that traditional static office layout.
Right.
And embracing a more dynamic, flexible approach that adapts to the needs of the modern workforce.
So what kind of data and insights are we talking about here?
So Microsoft Places can gather data on things like occupancy patterns, meeting room usage, environmental conditions, even employee sentiment.
Interesting.
By analyzing this data, organizations can gain valuable insights into how their workspaces are being used and identify areas for improvement.
So it's not just about collecting data for the sake of it.
No, not at all.
It's about using that data to make informed decisions that can positively impact employee productivity, well-being, collaboration.
Yeah. For example, let's say the data shows that a particular meeting room is consistently underutilized.
Okay.
With Microsoft Places, you can identify that trend and maybe repurpose that space for something more beneficial, like a collaborative work zone.
Right. Or a quiet focus area.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about
optimizing
those valuable square feet and making sure the workspace is truly serving the needs of the people using it.
Right. And speaking of optimization.
Yes.
One of the most exciting features of Microsoft Places.
I agree.
Is the integration of Copilot.
Oh yeah, Microsoft's AI-powered Assista.
This is where things get really interesting.
They do.
How exactly does Copilot come into play with Microsoft Places?
So imagine having an AI assistant that can analyze all that workspace data and provide you with personalized recommendations for optimizing your office environment.
So it's like having a virtual workspace consultant.
Exactly. Right at your fingertip. Copilot can help you identify patterns in workspace usage, suggest optimal room configurations, and even predict future space needs based on historical data and trends.
So it takes the guesswork out of workspace planning and design.
It really does. It's really powerful.
So are there any specific examples of how organizations are already using Microsoft Places to transform their workspaces?
There are a lot of companies, both large and small, that are embracing Microsoft Places to create more dynamic, adaptable, and employee-centric work environments.
Yeah, I was reading about some organizations that are using it to implement hot desking strategies.
Oh, yeah, where employees can choose their workspace each day based on their needs and preferences.
It's all about breaking free from those assigned desks.
Exactly.
Creating a more flexible and collaborative work environment.
I agree. And Microsoft Places can facilitate that transition.
How so?
By providing employees with the tools to easily find available workspaces, book meeting rooms, connect with colleagues.
So it sounds like Microsoft Places is not only transforming physical workspaces,
it is,
but also changing how we think about and approach work itself.
That's a great observation.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's just one piece of a larger puzzle that Microsoft is piecing together to create a more connected, intelligent, and ultimately more human-centered work experience.
And speaking of putting the pieces together, Microsoft has made it incredibly easy for organizations to get started with Microsoft Places.
How so?
They've created a whole suite of resources,
like
a setup guide,
an
updated website,
a
public preview, and even a detailed deployment guide.
They're really making it as seamless as possible for organizations to adopt and implement Microsoft Places.
And they've got an iOS app in development.
Oh, nice.
Now,
making it even easier to access and manage Microsoft Places.
From your mobile device.
From your mobile device, exactly.
So it's all about accessibility.
It is.
Meeting people where they are.
I like that.
Now, let's talk about the maps within Microsoft Places.
Okay.
Are they using any specific formats or standards?
Yes, the maps in Microsoft Places will be using the IMDF format.
IMDF, what does that stand for?
It stands for Indoor Mapping Data Format.
Okay, for those of us who aren't familiar, what is that and why does it matter?
IMDF is an open standard for indoor mapping data.
Okay.
Kind of like a universal language for describing indoor spaces.
So it means that different mapping applications and platforms
can
easily share and interpret indoor map data.
Regardless of who created it.
So it's all about interoperability.
Yeah.
Ensuring that different systems can talk to each other.
Seamlessly, yeah.
So by embracing open standards like IMDF,
Microsoft is making it easier for organizations to integrate Microsoft Places.
With other systems.
With other systems, yeah.
And create a more cohesive
and connected digital workplace experience.
And that's great news for everyone.
It is, yeah.
Now let's talk about data.
Okay.
We've discussed how Microsoft Places gathers data.
On things like occupancy patterns.
Right, room usage.
Yep.
Is there any other data that organizations can access through this platform?
So PeopleCount data is now available.
Okay.
Although with limited integrations for now.
So this data can provide valuable insights into how people are moving through and using the workspace?
Exactly, yeah.
That's incredibly valuable.
It is.
For understanding traffic flow, identifying bottlenecks.
Optimizing space utilization.
Absolutely. And there are two other noteworthy features within Microsoft Places.
Oh, what are those?
First, auto-release for rooms with Teams panels.
So if a meeting ends early
or is canceled, the room can automatically be released back into the pool of available spaces.
No more wasted meeting rooms or frustrating scheduling conflicts.
Exactly. And second, there's a free IMDF conversion tool available from a company called Mapadin.
Oh, nice. Free tools.
Free tools are always appreciated.
Always appreciated.
So this tool makes it easy for organizations to convert their existing indoor map data into the IMDF format.
Making it compatible with Microsoft Places.
It's all about making that transition to Microsoft Places.
As smooth and affordable as possible.
Exactly. Now let's take a peek into the future. What's on the horizon for Microsoft Places?
There are two major features slated for release in January.
Okay.
That I think will be particularly impactful.
Okay.
First, we have Space Analytics with Copilot.
The AI-powered assistant.
Exactly.
Okay.
This integration will take space analytics to the next level
right.
by providing organizations with even deeper insights into workspace usage, trends,
yeah.
and optimization opportunities.
It's like having a virtual workspace guru.
Guiding you every step of the way.
Guiding you every step of the way.
Exactly.
The second major feature on the roadmap
yes.
is workplace check-in with workplace presence.
This ties into the whole concept of flexible work and hot desking.
Right.
Workplace check-in will allow employees to easily indicate their presence in the office
okay.
and find available workspaces or connect with colleagues.
So it's all about creating a more connected
and seamless experience for employees,
regardless of where they choose to work.
Exactly.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep.
I have.
We've explored everything from Microsoft's plans at IC 2025 to
yeah.
the latest developments in Teams Rooms Pro Management and the exciting potential of Microsoft Places.
A lot to unpack.
What stands out to you the most for all this information?
Honestly, it's the clear message that Microsoft is sending about the future of work.
Okay.
They're embracing flexibility,
right.
intelligent technology,
right.
and a human-centered approach
right.
to create a more dynamic
yeah.
and engaging work experience for everyone.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's clear that the traditional office is evolving rapidly.
It is.
And Microsoft is at the forefront of this transformation.
They are. They're not just creating products.
Right.
They're shaping the future of how we work and collaborate.
And they're doing it in a way that's both innovative and inclusive.
I agree.
Ensuring that everyone has access to the tools and technologies they need to thrive in this new world of work.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been incredibly insightful.
It has.
And I'm honestly even more excited about the future of work.
Me too.
After exploring all these innovations.
It's an exciting time to be in this space.
It is.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Now, before we wrap up,
yes.
let's remind our listeners about some of the valuable resources we mentioned.
Okay, so you'll find links to all the resources we discussed.
Okay.
Including the AOSP migration guide, the video overview of the migration process.
Right.
The Microsoft Teams Device Partner Program Community Hub.
Okay.
The Teams Rooms Pro Management Office Hours details.
And much more.
And the show notes.
Be sure to join the MT Demo Discord server.
To connect with other enthusiasts.
Ask questions. Stay up to date.
On the latest happenings in the world of Microsoft Teams devices.
We'll include a link to that as well.
Perfect.
And finally, mark your calendars for the next MT Demo session on March 19th.
Always a great opportunity to hear from the experts.
Yeah, get the inside scoop on all things Teams devices.
I agree.
So there you have it, folks.
Our deep dive.
Our deep dive into the world of Microsoft Teams devices.
It's been a whirlwind of information.
It has.
But hopefully.
Thanks, some valuable insights.
And a renewed sense of excitement about the future of work.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, as you gear up for ICE 2025,
yep.
keep an eye out for that mysterious Coffee Plus Copilot event.
What could it be?
We're still not sure what it entails.
I know.
But it sounds like a delicious and intriguing blend of caffeine and AI.
Who knows?
Maybe it's the secret ingredient.
Oh.
To unlocking even greater levels of productivity and
yeah.
innovation in the workplace.
Only time will tell.
Until next time.
Stay curious.
Stay connected.
And keep exploring.
The exciting world of Microsoft Teams devices.